The Piazza. USA Radio News.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing, another hour getting started. Of course, as you know, if you looked at the clock, it's the top of the hour, which means we got a whole lot more stuff to talk about. We're going to do it all hour long. I am Johnny Dean, here with Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group. And we're standing by to talk to you about whatever's on your mind from a money standpoint. We got a lot of stuff on our minds as well, including some things, some basic personal finance facts that people should know but constantly get wrong. That doesn't come from me. That comes from, I don't even know, might have been Motley Fool. You know, when people send me this stuff, they should source it, because I do like to source it. I don't know, it was Forbes, but it could have been any one of these things. You can look it up. But I'll run some of these down with Professor Plum. And we'll get your take on these, Professor Plum. I mean, some of these are just personal facts. I mean, there's really not necessarily a take, but it's something that people should understand is not necessarily true. I'm sorry, the facts are true, but the things that people believe are opposite. So anyway, we'll get to that. Had this thing from Christine Benz, who often, by the way, writes a lot on buckets, who was talking about retirement distributions. 401ks lack valuable flexibility. I think you agree with that.
Well, they lack the ability to get to the money, but that's why we end up retiring with money in our 401ks.
Well, okay.
Because we can't get to it.
Well, there you go.
Flexibility goes both ways. I mean, the ease of access to money, it doesn't always help us for what the purpose of the money is. This is retirement money, and ease of access shouldn't be there because, hey, face it, we'd spend it, right?
I'll get to that in a second. That's a good point. Although I think you could probably, if you really wanted to, get to any of the money. But all right.
Well, it's just very expensive.
Well, it can be, but it can be for a 401k. I mean, okay, anyway. So if you want to call the show, I got lines open right now. We have plenty of lines open. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. You can also email us. We'll get to a few more emails as well at wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com. We'd love to hear from you either on the phones or the emails. And Professor Plum would love to hear from you at any time, especially after the show. But any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, they've set up a back office line, had it for a long time. It's there available to you folks who are watching and listening. You can get in touch with Professor Plum, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. It's your chance to speak with an advisor and talk to them about your specific situation. You know, we give advice on this program to individual callers. We try not to give generic advice, but we sort of give you the overview. Your situation may be completely different, which is why you need to speak with an advisor. Talk to somebody who can say, look, this is what fits your specific target. This is where you want to retire then. This is how we're going to try to get you there. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group. And on the air, 877-PLANNER. Now, this I'll let you comment on this. A good article by Christine Benz, who says, good quality 401k plans can have much to recommend them. Ultra-low-cost investment options, in some cases better legal protections than those afforded by IRAs. Now, she had talked about the fiduciary rule, which was supposed to happen, I think, in April, but did not, or at least has been put on hold.
The first part of it was supposed to go into force in April. Now it's been put on hold for 60 days, so June.
Right, but what
that
it
may
does,
be in jeopardy, too.
Well, it does. Now, whether it goes or not, if it happens to go, your advisors will be required, who suggest that a client roll the 401k assets to an IRA, be able to prove that the IRA is actually the best receptacle for for their assets. But anyway, what she says is there's a key area where IRAs have a clear advantage over 401ks, in retirement distributions, as in retirement, once you're already there. Simply put, investors who decide to leave money in their company retirement plans and draw from them to meet their living expenses typically have much less flexibility and control over their withdrawals. Well, what are we talking about here?
Well, it has to do with the administrator, not the investments, not the strategy or anything of that nature. It has to do with who's in charge of the 401k, and will they even let you take periodic distributions, change them as you need to, or will they force you into some form of annuitization that they, because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to. So the bigger the plan is, the more likely to be computerized, the more, you know, online access, the easier it is to be able to take money from your 401k. The smaller the plan, the less likely. But one of the biggest plans out there is the Thrift Savings Plan from the federal government, and they restrict your ability to get the money out as you know, with any flexibility. You have a one-time partial distribution during your life, and then the next distribution has to be the entire balance. Now, it doesn't mean you have to roll the entire balance out, but you have to set up a payment plan that's very difficult to change. So it's not a, you know, send me $10,000 this year because I want to go on a trip, send me $5,000 because the car, whatever. It's structured. So there's really very little flexibility with that. Also, you don't have the choice of which one of the different mutual fund or the investment choices within the plan to take the money from. You just have to take it pro rata out of all of them. If I want $10,000 and I've got a 20-20 mix of of three different funds, they're going to take 60% of the 10 out of one of them, 20 and 20 out of the others to get me my $10,000. So it's difficult to manage sometimes because the administrator doesn't want to deal with you.
Yeah, you can't just take money out of maybe you have a money market inside your IRA. I don't know, whatever it is, something safe.
Well, in an IRA, you can do that.
In your 401k. You might have it inside your 401k, but you can't say, okay, well, I want $10,000, take it right out of that specific allocation.
Or I had a really good year in this particular fund, so send me the 10 from the excess returns out of that fund, and I'll spend that this year instead of the safe money. Yeah, you can't do that with some funds. It's all pro rata. Now, not all of them are that way, and the more online access, the more online capabilities that we create through the years, the easier it is to deal with 401ks from that standpoint.
Yeah, now, IRAs, of course, are different. With an IRA, you can manage it any way you want.
Right, I mean, you can tell them, send me $10,000 and send it from this fund only, even though I have 7 or 8, 9 funds in that one account. Or you could tell them, take a pro rata from the whole thing. Or you've got a lot of flexibility with the IRA, where 401k may or may not. You just have to understand what's going on.
Yeah, Christine in this article, by the way, 877-PLANNER, I should mention our number, PLANNER, if you've got questions or comments on anything at all, says that IRAs, by contrast, aren't governed by pro rata rules, such as the kind Professor Plum was just talking about, giving a retiree more latitude to manage withdrawals in a way that aligns with their portfolio strategy. Well, yeah.
Good statement.
You don't want to have to sell something, out
when it's down.
I mean, that just doesn't work well. If a retiree were taking a buy and hold approach and using rebalancing proceeds to create cash flows, for example, that person would be able to pull their withdrawals exclusively from bonds and cash if they want when equity holdings are in the dumps. And they would extract money from equities only after robust stock market rallies. Within the confines of an IRA, they could also implement a bucket approach to cash flows, drawing money from the cash bucket within the IRA and then refilling it regularly using income distributions, rebalancing proceeds, or both.
I agree.
Yes, which you don't have inside of a 401k. Now, does that
not
mean...
all. Some do, some don't.
Well, okay, but I would guess, without having any statistics behind me, that most of them probably don't.
You're right, and but it's getting better, as I mentioned, with the capabilities of online access. We have a lot more control than we used to, but it's not the same as an IRA yet.
No. Now, here's the big question. Yeah, flexibility with an IRA. Does that mean that an IRA is better than a 401k? Because we like flexibility. I like being able to mess around with my IRA a little bit. You know, one of the cool things about a Roth, Professor Plum, is that I can get to my contributions anytime I want.
Even
doesn't matter how
59.
Old I am. There's no penalty and there's no tax. Now, wait a minute. Is flexibility, the ability, in this case, to get money out of your 401k or your IRA, Is that always a good thing?
Well, we talked about it before. She was focusing, Christina Benz was focusing on the inflexibility
yes.
of the retirement distribution. And I agree with her on that. But before retirement, the inflexibility, the inability to take money out of your accounts, you have to have a certain discipline to not take money out of your Roth IRAs, even though you may be able to on a tax-free basis because it's your contributions. Having that penalty in place with a 401k, with an IRA, a traditional IRA, having the penalty in place is what allows some people to actually end up with some money at retirement. And so being unavailable can actually help somebody. Just like creating the discipline to save on an ongoing basis by setting it up automatically helps somebody create a nest egg. The inability to access the money in a 401k helps people build a nest egg for retirement. So that inflexibility, that inability to access the money, in some cases actually helps an investor create a larger portfolio at retirement than otherwise available.
In other words, the fact that you can't get to it
may help you.
May be a good thing. Now, there may be other reasons. You know, some people say I mentioned creditor protection, perhaps, you know, if that's an important thing to you, it
yeah,
may
most
be
most people don't have to worry about it as much as they do, but
no, but if the investor...
Most states have pretty good IRA, although not as good as 401k protection. Some states afford them the same protections. Not all states have the same level of protection on IRAs that they do on 401ks.
No, but again...
But they're pretty close.
Yeah, they are. Now, it doesn't say that, again, that does not mean that one is necessarily better than the other. They're just two different ways of doing it. And your goals, your strategy should work around what your goals are. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Again, we got lines open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLA-NNER. Coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, if you want to email the program, you can do so on our website. Go there. Go to the website. What's the website, you say? WealthEd.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, WealthEd.com. And you get a wealth of knowledge there. We're going to redesign the site. Not redesign. We're going to add some new features to it here over the next month or so. So be watching for that. And plenty of resources for you to rely on there at WealthEd.com. In the meantime, you can email us there at our at the link there. It says Find Your Answer. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, I'll get to some of these basic personal finance facts that people should know but constantly get wrong, according to whoever wrote this article. And again, I should credit them, but it was sent to me, and they didn't send that. So anyway, you can look it up if you want. We'll get to that in just a bit. Emails, again, at our website, WealthEd.com. I'm going to save this one from the advisor. On Friday, we did one at the end of the hour. I just read it to you, but I said the answer is coming up on Monday. So that's what we're going to do here at the end of the hour. We'll get to that Social Security disability. But here's another one from Julie in Dallas, Texas, who says, in listening to your discussion today about the retirement earnings test, obviously this is last week, about the retirement earnings test, I am confused. The Social Security Administration has told me about some 45-hour test as well as the income test. Julie wants to know, how does that work?
Well, the 45-hour test has to do with a self-employed individual. They basically say if you work 45 hours a month or more, even if you're self-employed, and you make more than net $16,920 this year, you're not retired. But it's a weird rule, because if you work 45 hours or more, then you're employed. But if you work 15 hours or less, then you're retired. But wait a minute, there's a big gap in the middle between 15 and 45. What if I work 30 hours? Am I retired or am I actually employed? Well, it depends. Does your job require a lot of skilled labor and some other things? So there's like a facts and circumstances in that area. But the 45 hours is regardless of the facts and circumstances. If you're putting in 45 hours a month or more, you're not retired, and therefore you will be subject to the retirement earnings limitations. So if you're under 45 but over 15, now you're going to have to fight for it. How many hours they work, how many you work, and how do they know that? I don't know, but those are the rules.
Yeah, and they're fairly strictly enforced from what I've heard, that, you know, if you're working, obviously if you're working too many hours, we should remind people of this, if you're working too many hours and you're not yet full retirement age, you are going to have to give back some of that Social Security. You could potentially have to give all of it back, depending on how large your Social Security is and how much money you actually make.
Right, it's a sliding scale, and it's, you give back $1 of benefits for every $2 over the threshold, $16,920 right now for people under full retirement age for every month of the year. So when will you lose all your benefit? Well, if my benefit's only $5,000 a year, I'm going to lose it a lot quicker than if my benefit's $15,000 a year.
Yeah, because there's more to give back. And you're giving back $2
$1 for every two.
$2 of earnings over that limit. So if you have a really large one, it's going to start to eat into it. If you have a very small benefit, it could eat into it right away. Okay, thank you, Julie. David in Sonoma, California on page 3, if you're following along here.
At home.
David in Sonoma, California. I'm 64. I'm not working. Not drawing Social Security. I'm sorry. Strike that. Reverse it. I'm 64 and working. Not drawing Social Security.
Well, good.
My benefit at 66 will be $1,800. My girlfriend is 66 and drawing $400 a month. If we got married, could she stop her benefits and draw a spousal benefit right away? If so, how much would it be?
Well, if you got married, she would not be eligible for a benefit right away for two reasons. One is you have to be married for a year before a spousal benefit kicks in. The other is you have to be receiving a benefit to be able to allow a spouse to get a benefit from your work record. You're working. You're under full retirement age. So you cannot do that. You can't. You'd either have to quit and apply for your benefit, or you aren't going to get a benefit because you're working and you're making more than the 16,920. And we got to wait a year anyway. So forget the Social Security issue. You going to marry her or what? Don't marry her for the Social Security. Marry her because you love her. There. Well, go down to the chapel, right? Where are they calling from? Sonoma. It's a little bit of a drive, but just head on down to Vegas. The Elvis Chapel is open 24/7.
The Silver Bell Wedding Chapel
is, that what it's called?
Is charming over there. That's the only one that I remember.
I've never seen any of them. I mean,
I'm not sure that I have either.
Get married because of the reasons that marriage is all about, not Social Security.
So, again, as you said, you have to be married at least. You can't just marry somebody and start collecting a benefit right away. The marriage has to be an established one.
But now's the perfect time to get married because it's going to be a year or two before you stop working anyway. And it's going to be a year before she can collect a spousal benefit. So now's a good time. I mean, there's a reason to get married. Get married. And then when you start receiving your benefit, her benefit, now, she's just now turning 66. I don't know when she started receiving her Social Security benefit. If she took it before 66, it was reduced a little bit. So she'll get somewhere between a $400 and $500 increase after a year of marriage, after you apply, and then when you apply for your benefit as a married individual.
Yeah, when you apply for a spousal benefit, no matter what age you are now, currently, for, you know, with the new rules, then you are deemed, as they say, to have applied for your own first. So makes it a little bit trickier. Okay, let's see. I hope this one is not going to take too long. Quick question. I think it's Soren. I don't know how to say the name. S-O-U-R-E-N in Dallas, Texas on page 2. I have to tell Professor which page. We got a whole bunch of these, and he needs to know, follow along here. My wife and I have a family limited partnership with an LLC as the general partner. If one of us dies, can we maintain the limited partnership with only one limited partner?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are started that way. You start a limited partnership and the individual, I start a limited partnership. I'm the general partner and I own all the limited partnership shares. And then I can give away limited partnership shares to my kids and things of that nature. You can, but it's just, it doesn't do you any good. I mean, if you're the only member, you're the general and the limited, so you're not limited because you're the general. You've got all the liability anyway, and you're no longer a partnership. If the goal is to give away the limited partner units, then sure, then it works, because you've created this divisible entity that's easy to give away.
Now, family limited, we don't get a lot of questions on this, but what are these formed for, and what are they?
Well, a lot of times, family limited partnerships are formed for the ability to move money from generation to generation and use certain discounts that are available to valuations to be able to move large chunks of money for a discounted value when it comes to the estate and or gift tax issue.
In other words, to keep the estate, of the estate down.
Trying to. Now, they've taken away a lot of the advantages that we used to have with that. They've said, yeah, if it's all going to one, you know, area that we still basically control, you don't get the same discounts like it used to be. We could get some pretty good size a minority interest, limited liquidity interest, all these different discounts. I mean, if somebody gives me, you know, $1 million in the form of a limited partnership, I have no voting control, I have no ability to sell it, I have no rights to do anything. Is it really worth $1 million bucks to me? Because I'm just kind of along for the ride. I don't have any control. So from a valuation standpoint, it would be less. Now, if it's going to a family member, they say, well...
Well, it's a family member.
Yeah, so they don't care that it's that way.
Right, exactly. It's putting family dynamics into this, I guess. Whether that's good or not, I don't know. Okay, we've got more to talk about. 877-PLANNER. Line's open for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLA-NNER. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands.
That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
We're down. We're here for you, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER. Room for you on the phones. If you've got questions, the Brain Trust standing by to talk to you, 877-PLANNER. If you have questions on buckets, too, by the way, we were talking about that last hour. A couple of things that we didn't get to, and we've talked before about reverse dollar cost averaging, how it can hurt when you're taking money out, and how buckets tends to avoid that. So if we have a chance, we probably won't today, but sometime maybe later on this week, we'll get into that as well, how reverse dollar cost averaging hurts when you're taking money out. But dollar cost averaging, which we did talk a little bit about, helps to create, to build your portfolio, or at least it can if you do it properly. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number. Get some more emails in just a little bit. This caught my eye because it was sent to me. Six basic personal finance facts that people should know but constantly get wrong. All right. And these are some facts. And we can comment on these or whatever we want. But we've talked about this. There's a reason we talk about this. Fact number one, a higher tax bracket does not mean all of your income is taxed more.
Not all of it. Just the last part.
Yeah. You know, you go from one bracket to another.
The new money in the above the threshold of the last bracket is taxed at the higher bracket. But the money below that threshold is still taxed in the old bracket.
Right. And
except for AMT.
Yeah. And you've heard this. Well, that's a whole other issue. But you've heard this before, Professor Plum.
I have.
Where somebody who says, and you hear them usually talking to somebody else, I'm in the 25% bracket. First of all, they're, you know, it's a form of a humble brag. But anyway, I'm in the 25% bracket. Do you realize that just from a federal tax standpoint, I only get to keep 75 cents of every single dollar I make. Oh, and by the way, I live in a highly, you know, heavily taxed state. So we'll call it 10%. So do you realize that 35% of every dollar that I make goes away? I don't get to keep any of that stuff. It takes all I can do to jump in and say, excuse me, pardon me for jumping in, but I'd like to help you out.
Well, I mean, but if you look at the Social Security tax and everything else, it's not that far. But when they're talking about purely income tax, that's not the way that works. Now, you've got a certain amount of money that you don't pay tax on at all. You've got another X amount of dollars, depending on whether you're married, single, head of household, whatever the case may be, that is taxed at 10%. Another block of money that's taxed at 15%. If you're over that block, then the next block is taxed, but only the amount in that next block is taxed at 25, 28, 33, 35, 39, 6, on the up. So if I make $500,000, and that puts me in the 39.6% bracket. That doesn't mean that I owe close to $200,000 in taxes.
Nope.
I owe a big tax bill. There's no question. I'm not saying that. But I still have a portion of it that I don't pay any tax on. Standard deduction, itemized deductions, personal exemptions. I still have a 10% bracket on a small amount of money. I still have a 15% bracket on some of the money, a 25, a 33, a 35. It's only in the reality of things, at $500,000 of adjusted gross income, I may only have $10,000 or $15,000 in the 39.6% bracket. The rest of it's at a lower bracket. Still high, but I don't pay, if I make $1 million, I don't pay $396 in federal income taxes.
$396,000. No, you don't pay either one of those, quite frankly.
I probably pay more than $396,000.
Yeah, you're very likely, unless you have a really good and probably somewhat...
Unless I lost money in my business somewhere else.
Well, you never know. Anyway, so yes, that's a fact. We'll get to some more of these in a little while. Higher tax bracket does not mean all of your income is taxed more. People get that wrong all the time. And it's not, you know, disparaging comment. It's just that's makes sense. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines. I don't know who's next. Let's go, I guess, to Jimmy in St. Augustine, Florida. Hello, Jimmy.
How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Just a question. Let's say January I'm going to probably step down from my job and semi, maybe retire fully. Been on the show before. On the non-qualified portion of the portfolio, there is going to be about $380,000 in cash and another $380,000 in non-qualified invested with my financial planner. And then on the other side of that, on the qualified area, which I won't need for many years, hopefully will be another maybe $900,000, okay? And also a piece of real estate. So all in, enough, if you calculate it out, enough to pretty much
enough to live on.
Life, do what everybody would like to do. Here's the question on the non-qualify, which is 70% stocks, 30% bonds. I'm 58. I would be wise, it sounds like with the bucketizing, to spend my cash for the first 4 or 5 years in a CD ladder, which is what I'm kind of building now, and then move over to the non-qualified stocks and bonds second again. Would you, being that I made some great gains on that, would you put some downside protection on that if I was going to need that in 5 years now that I've made these gains, or would you just kind of let the market run while I've got all this cash? Just wanted to throw that out there on a question.
Well, I wouldn't do it exactly the way you're talking about. I want to create a little bit longer bucket, number one. I don't want to rely on a stock market portfolio in 5 years with or without downside protection because it's just too volatile. And if I'm going to live on personal money for the next 5 to 7 to 10 years, I'm also going to couple that with converting large portions of my, or at least some portion of my IRA, over to Roth IRA while I'm in a zero or close to 0% income tax bracket. So there's a couple of things going on here. I would look at it and create my bucket strategy under a normal bucket strategy. Forget the idea that you're 58. Forget the tax strategy first. Let's get the right assets and the right investments for the right time horizons. And then we can pick and choose where we're going to put them. If we were going to say, well, you know, what's, you said 5 years, what's changing in 5 years, or if anything changing in 5 years, 4 years, that says that's the right time horizon for bucket number one?
Yeah, I mean, I would, like I said, I think I would exhaust the cash for the first 5 years and then move over, you know, to the stocks and the bond portion of the non-qualified area.
I wouldn't use the stock portion for 5 years.
Too soon.
Correct. And there's two annuities involved, too. One in the IRA and one that's available whenever I want it. I was going to hold off on that for a while.
Are they lifetime income annuities, or are they just deferred annuities?
They're lifetime income.
Okay, usually those don't turn on very well, depending on when you bought them, until you're 65-ish. Is that it?
Yeah. One of them's, 10 years on one, and that one's already available. I've had it 14 years. I have good growth on it.
You've had it 14 years, and it has a lifetime income rider on it?
No, it's got a 3% fixed rider on that one that I just moved over to a year ago. The other one...
Oh, so you just bought the annuity a year ago.
No. Sorry if I confused you. The one annuity I bought 14 years ago.
Right.
And the other annuity I bought 7 years ago. You hold it till it's 10 years, and then it's available to use.
Okay, so...
You're not penalized.
The one that's 14 years old, that
right.
was way back at the very beginning of lifetime income benefits.
Right.
And so you bought one with a lifetime income benefit back then, huh?
No, I don't think I did. I'm sorry. I think you caught that. That's just a straight variable annuity.
Okay,
and
but it's a variable annuity.
It has a 3% fixed feature on it, which I did when the market fell a year ago. I went over to that.
Okay, so it has a guaranteed account within it.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, that could actually make a pretty nice bucket number 1-2 combo. If that's the one that's in your personal account, that might be nice to draw down a little bit starting 5, 6, 7 years from now. But the whole idea is let's bucketize it the appropriate way, get the right time horizons in there, and then we'll layer a tax strategy on top of it. I like the idea of spending personal money if I'm going to convert. And otherwise, I'm going to blend the monies a little bit more, at least starting a year and a half from now. I don't really necessarily want to do a 72T for 1.5 years, even though I have to do it for 5 years. So I don't want to address anything that has stocks in it with a 5-year time horizon. So I think we need to redo the time horizons a little bit. especially, and this really, even though we don't know what an 8-year bull run, when it's going to end, just because it's 8 years old plus doesn't mean it's going to end tomorrow, but it's got to be in the back of all of our minds. I mean, we're human, and so it gets a little dicey. And so I don't want to deal with stocks for a 5-year period of time. No.
Yeah, and then there's capital gains there as well that I would pay on that because it's a non-qualified bucket. And back to the Roth portion in the IRA, I already have maybe $150,000 in Roth out of the $900,000.
Right, so you've got $750,000 of traditional IRA, and if you follow the suit that you're going to spend all this other money first, maybe 10, 12 years before you start tapping into the IRA.
Correct.
And by that time, it'd be $1.5 million or better. Hopefully, it'd be $1.5 million or better. And that's a $60,000+ required minimum distribution on top of your Social Security, on top of everything else you have. That becomes more taxable.
Yeah, and then I'm going to stay at like 50. At this point, I'm going to say 50 equities, 25 bond, and 25 cash while I'm in this position, launching out a little bit early at 58 years old. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't want to put a specific percentage on it. I want to identify where the money's going to come from and let the cash flow dictate what I have to put in each different area.
Yeah, rather than tomorrow. I tell you what, Jimmy, hold on a second. If you have any other questions, we can talk to you on the other side of the break. Professor Plumbing needs to work with you just a little bit more on this, I do believe. If you want some more help with this, hang on a second.
He's doing good.
It's not bad. I mean, that's darn good, actually. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Taking a quick break. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing right after this.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy Crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has the latest HP and Dell PCs at great prices every day. And when you buy a new printer or PC at Staples, you get 30 days free tech support. So with Staples help, your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Yeah, Buckett Strategy Investing. We heard last week from our buddy John Ellis, Professor Plum.
He was on his way out to the.
He was on his way to the
Berkshire shareholder meeting.
Yeah, now but we had talked to him about one of the workshops that he was attending. I think in Santa Clara, California. But he had also mentioned that he was headed to the old Berkshire Hathaway meeting. And so now he's back, of course, and we
the fun of travels, though, the way he was telling us how he got home.
Yeah, anyway, so that's true. So anyway, for those of you that want the full report, well, maybe in another week or so, because he's now back meeting with people in the Northern California area, we may have him on and talk about that stuff. Berkshire Hathaway. And actually, why did anybody care? You know, why would anybody care about
we want to hear what Warren had to say.
I mean, it's sort of like, they don't call him the Oracle. Was it the Oracle of Omaha? They don't call him that for nothing, other than affectation. But certainly, it works. And, you go and you ask your question. Tell us what's going to happen. What do you find favor with? What don't you find favor with? What, you don't like Amazon? You're not buying it? What's going on? Does he really?
But he did
know?
Own a lot of United.
You mean at the time? You mean now?
I think he owns a lot of United Airlines now.
No, he may very well. I don't know.
Don't hold me to that.
No. But anyway, so it's interesting stuff. Okay. Again, 877 Planner. Our number PLANNER. We'll get to this email in just a moment. I want to tell you. Oh yeah, coming up on this program tomorrow. Now we did talk buckets today. One of the aspects of buckets, one of the important aspects of buckets, has to do with lifetime income. Or at least attempting to make sure that you don't run out of money before you run out of time. That's the strategy portion of this. All right? Now, we can only work your buckets strategy with what you have, with what you actually have in your savings account, your portfolio, your nest egg. All right? It's in times, for one reason or another, in fact, oftentimes, what you wind up with is not enough income, not enough for bucket number one for you to get by. While you're retired, you need to have a certain amount. So what do? Maybe you do have enough income, but in order to get enough income, you got to cut your time horizon short.
Or you don't have enough money for bucket number three, and it's your life expectancy longer than what buckets one and two will provide.
Well, that's it. And so the question is, what do? Well, we're going to be talking about creating lifetime income. The strategy was today, but perhaps you need, and you brought this up for just a second or two, Professor Plum, with I think one of our callers, which had to do with creating income through, say, some type of annuity product, something that maybe, you could plan ahead for, I guess.
Or you think about it when you're 30 and you get a job that has a pension when you retire.
Well, not all of us did that.
No.
I took the fun route, is what I did. You took what interested you. I took what interested me. I didn't think at the time that, boy, it might be nice to, you know, have some kind of guaranteed government-type check coming in.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, the checks were smaller because the pensions were bigger, but they were also fairly structured. Now the pensions are, now the paychecks are as big as the private sector, or bigger,
really,
and
are.
You get the pensions.
They really are, and you get the pensions. I know people who had done that. I didn't have the guts to go, you know, do law enforcement or firefighting or anything like that. That never would have worked for me.
Yeah, I don't want to see you coming up to rescue me in the fire.
No, but I know friends. I have a couple of friends who have been, you know, working just as kind of government bureaucrats for their entire lives, just about. And through, you know, for 20 years, I would hear them, like, oh, God. You know, it's just, I'm stuck at this desk job, nothing happens, and now all of a sudden they're saying, hey, you know what?
I'm 55 and retired.
I'm retiring. There is a guy that's doing exactly that, 30 years in the same job, getting, I think, like 80% of the pay. Anyway, so, okay, creating lifetime income. Many of us don't have pensions that we can rely on. You have to create a pension, and that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow, and it has to do with lifetime income. Okay, so time is ticking away. Let's get to the trivia very quickly here. This coming from none other than the PBGC, or as they're more commonly known, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. This is what they're telling us. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, PBGC, was forced to take over an average of 10 failed pension plans per month over the last 14 fiscal years. So that's what, 2003 through, I guess, the end of last year, till 2017. A total of 1,685 pension plans over the entire 14 years. Now, the PBGC, in case you don't know, protects defined benefit pension plans in the non-government sector, the private sector. So the PBGC. Now, there are people, I think, who think that their entire pension is protected.
And for most people, that is a, if it's a private company.
There is a limit.
Yeah, there's a limit.
There's a limit. You can't have a $300,000 pension from somewhere.
I was talking to somebody last week, and it must not have been on the air. Their pension was estimated to be, or expected to be, about $10,000 a month. And unfortunately, the company was having problems, and they threw the pension over to the PBGC. They're not going to get $10,000 a month because that's over the limit for a pension benefit guarantee. If they take life only, it may be like $5,500 or so
per month.
Not $10,000. And if they want a survivor benefit, it's going to be less than that. So, yeah, they're going to have to rethink their retirement plan here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's in the $60,000 area somewhere. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but you understand that. Now, it's still a good deal. To have. It's one of those things, it's a nice safety net, because for many years, people worked for companies that mismanaged the pensions, promised too much, paid, you know, took money out, never paid it back or whatever, and they wound up, many of these workers wound up with nothing.
Yeah, that was usually a long time ago.
No, that's what I mean. It was a very long time ago, and
yeah,
this
that
is
was
why
before
this was
ERISA.
This was established in 1974. Retirement, what is it again? The Employment
Retirement Income Securities
Retirement
Act.
Retirement Income Securities Act, which did things. In fact, it actually established 401ks, as I recall. Or at least it was the beginning of the...
Opening it up.
Yeah,
The age 65, there's a different limit for when you start your benefit. So obviously, the older you are, the higher the guarantee. The younger you are, the lower the PBGC guarantee. And right now, for a single life, it's about $5,370 a month. So if your pension is projected to be at 65, less than 5370, you're pretty much guaranteed by the government. If it's more than that, you've got to worry about the excess.
Yeah,
that's a single life only, though. If you want a joint life, you and a spouse or somebody else, it's down in the $4,800 range.
So if you want it to last as long as both of you, if you happen to be married, both of you are alive, yeah. So you're still in that case, you're in the you know, mid $50,000 range, something like that. And if you want a single life, you're probably about $10,000 higher than that, roughly.
Almost $58,000 for joint life.
For joint life, yeah. Okay. Well, then, and for single life, it's probably about $63,000, $64,000. Anyway, it's a good deal. What was it?
I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. We're out of time. And I didn't get to this email. I'll do it tomorrow. If you need the brain trust, talk to Professor Plum off the air. Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.